Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby. Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniel's and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command.
The Cardiac Commanders are the Clutch Commanders!
With former NFL tight end, Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Take command after a Commanders road win in Los Angeles, 27-10. Logan Paulson is traveling back to the DMV with the team. We've got his usual fill-in and good pal, Kedrick Golston, on the show. I'm Grant Paulson. Subscribe, rate, review to the pod wherever you get your audio. Of course, you can watch us on YouTube and on the Team 980 on the 106.7, the Fan, or Team 980 channels. Kedrick, there's a lot to get to here, but I guess I'll start with, if I would have called you about 25 minutes into this football game in real lifetime, and you would have told me it was going to be a 27-10 game, I would have said, yeah, it looks like it. Because the Chargers at that point were probably up 10-0 and just dominating. Washington took the punch on the road. That's a hard thing to do. You get off the plane, you go out there, and then you get just stuck right in the chin. But they got up and responded and jabbed back and got themselves back into the game and eventually scored 27 unanswered to win the game.
Absolutely. 25 minutes in, it kind of looked like, I'm like, man, here we go again. Maybe I need to stop doing the post game shows because I'll be 0 for 3. But you said it best, man. I mean, it was 10 minutes to like six off of 10 minutes. Chargers had the ball for, seemed like for forever. They had over, 100 yards of offense in the first quarter. Jaden Daniels and the Commanders offense couldn't stay on the field. I think they had 6 plays in the first quarter. So it looked like, oh, here we go again. But like you said, man, they got punched in the mouth, tasted the blood, and got right back to it.
Well, I want to give them their flowers and go through a lot of the things Washington did well. But I believe in the Shanahan acronym too, which was it's not who you play, it's when you play them. And this felt like the ultimate, like, when you play them game as it played out. They had so many injuries on their O-line that became a real problem as the game went on, and they lost more O-linemen. But this was a team in L.A., self-inflicted wounds. They're up 10-0 moving the ball, and they fumble, or else it's about to be 17-0. Washington comes back swinging the pendulum, right? Instead of 17-0, it's 10-7. Then at the end of the half, the Commanders get the ball back first and 10 from their own six with a little over a minute to go. They take a sack. They throw a couple incompletions. I hated the third down call to throw the ball there because they didn't have to burn their last timeout. The Chargers were going to get the ball back around midfield with a timeout to go get points. Instead, they return the punt 57 yards for a touchdown. So now it's 17-7. Well, it's roughing the punter. Tressway's laying in the end zone, so no touchdown. Washington ball, and on a third and 15 turned into a fourth and 15. Now you get a first down out of it, right? And then Washington's first play is a 50-yard dot from Jaden Daniels to Luke McCaffrey. Incredible on both ends. McCaffrey's best catch in 2 years with the team. And that was the turning point of the whole game, it felt like. But, you know, you could say bad Chargers if you want to. You could blame them. You got to take advantage of the opportunities. And right after you get the ball back to go make a 50-yard play, right after you get the fumble from Quentin Johnston being careless to go down and get the touchdown, every single time they got a chance to respond to something silly the Chargers did, Washington seemed to.
Yeah, I mean, the roughing the kicker is just one of those things where a guy fell in the tress's leg, and obviously the rule is the rule, and sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. The Johnston fumble, I mean, that was a forced fumble, man. You know what I mean? Hat got put on the ball, and like you said, the Commanders took the most, made the most of those opportunities. And that's really what you have to do in these NFL games, right? It's all about momentum. They didn't have any in the first quarter, and they finished out the first half the way you wanted to, right? They were able to get points on the board knowing that they were going to get the ball to start the third quarter. And that's what you have to do to win football games. In the NFL, we play all these plays, all these snaps, but how teams handle the end of halves and in the games really kind of dictate if they win the game or not.
Yeah, Quan Martin on the forced fumble, Marshawn Lattimore on the recovery. It looked like Martin maybe got an elbow jabbed at the football while kind of standing up Johnston. I just thought maybe he's a little careless with the ball. He's had some problems doing that in his career at points. But that's enough of kind of the dissecting bad Chargers. Let's get into good Washington. So, again, it's a 27-10 win. I'm going to start on offense. First we've seen of Jaden Daniels after a two-week hiatus. And in his performance, I thought, Kedrick, there was a lot to like here. It was rusty at first. He was a little timid to me. He was kind of holding on to the ball and had to see guys open. But after the 16-yard third down completion on a third and 16 to Jalen Lane, which was a strike in the seam to move the sticks by about 2 feet, I thought that turned his whole game around. It was like something clicked. And from that point forward, it looked a lot more like 2024 Jaden Daniels. I thought he was splendid in the second half. He had no problems running around with the knee brace. For the most part, took a couple shots, but protected himself very well in this game. Ran for 39 yards, threw for 231. They hit on some big-time explosives. And while ball placement will come, leading guys, throwing it out in front, I thought for the most part, like, you can't ask for a whole lot better from him for the last three quarters of this game, coming back from injury. And really, in the second half, I thought it was, frankly, Jaden Daniels 2024 for the first time this season.
Absolutely. I mean, you can tell how Jaden is playing based off of how big that smile gets, right? And so when he's smiling big, you know he's feeling good. He was, his timing was off earlier on in the game, but this is the first time all year where he looks like he had his legs underneath him, right? When he was decisive with you know, after the first quarter with throwing the football, and when he did go to run, he just did it, right? And he protected himself, whether it was sliding, whether it was diving, whether it was spinning. I felt comfortable with him running the football because sometimes sliding isn't the best option for a quarterback, but he did an excellent job of protecting himself. But, you know, hats off to the offensive linemen for the Commanders of being able to establish the running game. And you could tell at a certain point the Chargers had to dedicate another man in the box to try to stop that, and it allowed Jaden to get loose and, you know, move the chains with his feet.
So I want to go deeper into that because that's something Logan and I talked a lot about this week. The Chargers had been victimized more than maybe any other team on some explosives from the quarterback position, and they gave up a lot of air defensively on some design quarterback stuff, quarterback scrambles. And it was obvious Cliff saw that, wanted to implement some things. Second play of the game, they had a design run for Jaden Daniels right away. He ended up losing a yard, I think it was. But I told you two things. One, they're not worried at all about his knee. So put that story to bed. And secondly, that's going to be something they're either going to try to take advantage of, or maybe just as importantly, they're going to try to make the Chargers think about and adjust to and adapt to. So what did you see there in terms of Jaden being able to run, pick some things up on the ground, and how it opened things up down the field? Because it certainly worked out that way.
Well, you know, the Chargers sat in these meeting rooms for hours last year. And this week, and talked about, well, maybe they're not going to run him because of his knee and they're trying to protect him. Well, Cliff and the offense showed them real soon that, you know what, you're going to have to honor this run game. And it's what makes Jaden special, right? He can throw the ball on a dime. Last year, he was uber accurate. But he also has something a lot of guys doesn't have, man. He's quick, he's fast, he's elusive with his feet. And so you have to use that as a weapon. And that's why he had the success he had last year. And that's why defensive coordinators stay up late at night, because he is a true dual threat that is accurate with the football and can beat you with his legs.
Did you feel like you saw what I saw, which was that he was a little bit, maybe timid's not the right word, but I thought it looked a little rusty as a passer. Like he had to see it and kind of was like holding on to the ball a little bit. I thought Brady even showed on one play. That was kind of what I was seeing, where like Lane was open the whole time on a crosser. He waited till probably too late and then missed him. But then the next play, he came back and like hit him on a 16-yard dime. As he settled in, he got better?
You know, for all we know, Lane was his third read. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't on him as soon as he broke open, right? That was maybe his last choice in that progression. We don't know that. Early on, you know, early ball to Debo, he was covered really well. Defender, broke up the pass. So it's kind of hard to say without seeing kind of the whole field and knowing where his eyes are supposed to be. Obviously, he did clear those three windows, and it was a little off target with a guy moving that fast. But at the end of the day, I don't necessarily, timid's the wrong word. I think he just had to get his feet underneath him, get his timing back in real game, right? Like, so they practice day in and day out, but there's something about game speed that is just a little bit differently. And you have to get those throws underneath your belt. And he settled down really fast and end up, you know, like I said, getting that big smile on his face and running around the yard and throwing it around and led the Commanders to a victory.
Yeah, the touchdown to Debo at the end of the game, the exclamation point, when it was 20-10 on the fourth down, where he just kind of bought time and faded away and dropped the ball into the back of the end zone. Super special, elite stuff. Not on the level maybe of that Bengals throw to McLaurin that was blew everybody away last year, but it kind of reminded me of that on the road, of like a, man, you got a dude who can do something that a lot of guys can't do kind of moment to put a team away in their building.
And I mean, the running game was phenomenal today. I mean, at will, they were able to run the football on the Chargers. And I think that really allowed Jaden and Cliff to get really vanilla looks on the back end so that he could, you know, start to push the ball down the field. And, you know, obviously without having Terry there, defensive coordinators feel a lot more at ease, knowing that you might not have a guy that can take the top off the defense. And so they do have more guys towards the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, let's talk about the running game. The storyline there is Jacory Kroski-Merritt. He rushes for two touchdowns. Bill, for the first time, goes for 100 yards. It took just 14 attempts for his buck 11. The best run and the longest run was a 27-yarder where he got hit by Derwin James, an all-pro, at the line of scrimmage and kind of wrapped up around the neck. And he kind of shucks him off with balance, stays up, and with a full head of steam gets the edge and turns it into almost a 30-yard gain. That was symbolic of the performance. He runs violently. He's physical. He's explosive. You know, we've talked about him after these games, Kedrick. You can see it, man. It's legit. This guy could be a star, and finally he got the workload. I think he got 14 of the first 15 carries by a Commanders running back in this game. They basically, after weeks of this committee, just said, all right, Jacory, it's your show, and boy, did he reward them.
Yeah, I think I heard on the broadcast that they felt more comfortable with him on third down and pass protection. That's probably true, right? Running backs, obviously, when you get to the NFL level, can run the ball, but can they pass protect and protect the quarterback? But, man, hats off to him. I'm super excited the Commanders won the football game because he obviously had that hiccup late in the game where he fumbled the football, which can't happen. But at the end of the day, man, he's twitched up. He hits the hole. He's a hard tackle. He caught a little flare pass, I believe, in the third quarter. Made a few guys miss. So, like you said, we might be beginning to see the start of a really dynamic type running back here in Washington.
Two catches for 39 yards with the 28-yard catch and run you talked about. So overall on the day, he touched the ball 16 times for 150 yards and two touchdowns. I want to go back to the fumble for a second. And he's going to be on my show on 106.7 The Fan with Grant and Danny at 5 p.m. on Tuesday so we can ask him about this. I don't think all fumbles are created equal. You know, this is going to sound like a homer take because I like the guy, and it probably is. But to me, it did not look like he really had – again, there's no good reason to put the ball on the grass, but I don't think he ever really had the ball. Like, he was kind of still securing it as he takes on a body, and then it's tapped out. But it was not like a normal, like, mid-run Tiki Barber, you know, gets hit and someone rips the ball out. What did you see on that play?
Yeah, obviously with the RPOs, Jaden kind of held it in there, whether he released it or let it go. The timing wasn't as clean as you would like it to be. But it's professional football, and I'm sure once you talk to him Tuesday at 5 on your show with Danny, he's going to take full responsibility for that. And if I know anything about that locker room, Jaden's going to protect his running back because these guys, you can tell, really enjoy playing for one another. It wasn't a clean handoff, and he has a body, a defensive lineman bearing down on. It looked like he tried to switch the ball to his outside arm, and it kind of got caught up on his side as he was taking contact. But it's just one of those things that, you know, can't happen, right? You know, good football teams, obviously they overcame that, but you don't want that ball to ever be on the turf and giving it back because you work so hard to keep it.
Yeah, and they went right back to him, and he made them right with a strong final drive leading up to that Daniels 8-yard touchdown pass to Deebo Samuel that hung in the air forever on the beautiful pass to the end zone I referenced earlier. Kroski Merritt was great. And then when you add in the Daniels running effect, I mean, it really does – I think it makes Kroski Merritt's life easier, that mesh point stuff and some of the read option that they were doing in 2012 when you were on the team with Robert. Like, just what that does, I even think about it last year. You think about the two guys that were the 2,000-yard-ish backs in the league. So it was like Saquon and Derrick Henry, who are Hall of Fame types. But when you're playing with Lamar Jackson, when you're playing with Jalen Hurts, and they can pull that ball and keep it, it just makes you so much better. And having the Daniels element of being able to run the football, he didn't do anything crazy explosive today. I think his long was 12, but he ran for 39, kid. So him and Kroski Merritt combined 22 for 150. And it's what you talked about. You know, that's what, 6 yards or whatever it is per carry. I mean, when you're gashing a team like that and shoving it down their throat like they were, what are you doing as a defensive play caller? You got to put more bodies toward the line of scrimmage. And that's where you get some of those play action deep overs and some of the stuff on the second level with those deep crosses by Deebo Samuel, who ends up going for almost 100 yards.
Yeah, from the defensive side of the ball, as a coordinator, as a defensive player, you never want a team to run the ball on you, right? And so you'll accept them, you know, throwing it over your head or catching some passes. But when they can consistently just run the ball right at you and get 6 yards a clip, it does something to you mentally, you know. And, you know, last year it was a lot of orbit motion, a lot of misdirection. I mean, the Commanders came out and they ran counter GT right at the Chargers. I think at one point in the game, they caught it 3 times in a row, and they finally stopped it for a 2-yard gain on the third time. So it seems like, you know, the offensive line really enjoys going forward, and Cliff and Dan and everybody else is going to say, hey, you know what, we're going to be a physical football team, even though we do have some of the misdirection and some of the things that some people might consider finesse type football. But they made a statement today of just coming out and really controlling both lines of scrimmages.
I just love Cliff calling the run the way he does. You know, they give you wildcat looks. They give you these direct snaps. They have different wrinkles off of stuff. They had a shotgun look with Jaden with Ja'Cory next to him, and then Jaden kind of drops back behind him like pistol with Ja'Cory taking a direct snap today. And then they faked like Deebo coming over on a little like jet action with like they were going to go triple option with Jaden back behind the play, and It just becomes Krosky Merritt rolling straight downhill into the A-gap. And it, I mean, it gashed them. But there's just so much eye candy and things that they're doing. And to have the tempo they have, kid, that's what blows me away. They run so many different things out of so many personnel groupings and the different looks of their run game. And they do it faster than everybody else. I mean, the no huddle is the highest rate we've seen in the league since the Chip Kelly Eagles that you were defending, you know, a decade ago. And they get to all these looks out of it. Like, I just think that's I don't even know how they do it. Maybe you would be able to tell me. But like, it's not like a high school team looking over and looking at a board with check with me's. Like, they're just rolling, man, and calling things at the line. It's actually a really impressive operation.
They obviously do a good job of coaching it up through the week. The players have a good feel on how they are trying to attack defenses. One thing that you do like about the no huddle is you probably get super similar defenses, right? The one thing that you don't want to let happen as a defensive coordinator is for not communicating the right way and knowing the call and just leaving people wide open, right? So when you go hurry up more times than not, you can keep defenses in the same call so that you now see with all that action, you see the type of options you have based off of different plays, right? And then when you talk about Jaden dropping back behind the running back and things of that nature, it's like you said, it's all eye candy and things that you have to honor because as we know, they have people up in the booth looking for that backside defensive end or that backside linebacker. Did they honor the jet motion? Did somebody have eyes on Jaden for him to come out the backside? And what does that look like, right? So even with all those plays and all that eye candy, they're able to collect a lot of data to continue to call the game to see how the Chargers want to attack them, where they might be cheating leverages and so on and so forth.
How would you handle the running back situation and the run game going forward? They'd been ultra effective in this timeshare without really having a bell cow or without feeding Merritt. And I had said, you know, over and over again, and I was kind of hedging because I'm like, look, I'm being annoying about this. I admit this. Like, I have a tendency I'm a cat with a ball of yarn here. I want more of JCM. He's the most explosive back and the most interesting back with the ball in his hands they've had here since Clinton Portis. You know, with all apologies to Alfred Morris, who was the ultimate one-cut zone blocking guy. He was awesome, but, you know, he left here and an hour later was, you know, looking for carries. You know what I mean? This guy with the ball in his hands is really, really dynamic. But it had been so effective, you can't fix something that's not broke. But now we've seen what it looks like when you just commit to him. How would you handle this? Is this a get this guy as many carries as possible situation, or do you kind of like the idea of mixing in Rodriguez, mixing in McNichols, and seeing where it goes?
Yeah, McNichols had a couple good carries today. I mean, obviously, it's a production-based business, right? And sometimes as a running back, you get a great look. Sometimes you get a bad look. Sometimes the offensive lineman does a great job of blocking it up. Other times they don't. But for whatever reason, Merritt did a great job of just staying behind his pads, timing up the kickouts between the guards and the tackles. And so you have to reward that because, in my opinion, it's an eat what you kill type business. And there's no disrespect to McNichols or anybody else. But you have to ride the hot hand, especially if he doesn't have any setbacks of any bumps and bruises or things of that nature. He's a young player, you know what I mean? And so he's got fresh legs and this is you know, we have the potential to be a really good football team. And like we know, you know, in this town, right? Like, you got to ride the hot hand, right?
Eat what you kill. Put that on a T-shirt. I like that. So give me other ways as a, like, when you say footballs, eat what you kill. Like, what do you mean by that? That saying. I want T-shirts sold.
He's out there producing. Yeah. Right. So at that point, right, like you know, people say you ride the hot hand, right? So if he's out there rolling off, you know, 6 to 9 yards a clip and he's able to pick up the blitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And he's able to run the route tree in the passing game, right? Like, you have to reward that, right? Like, you can't slow him down just based off of what your plan was early in the season, right? Because at the end of the day, you had a group of guys that obviously you saw something in training camp out of these guys to let Brian Robinson, to trade Brian Robinson and let him walk out the door. But what exactly they saw to feel comfortable with that, we don't know. And maybe now this thing, that position group has matured enough to now we see what they saw in training camp. And at the end of the day, he played a heck of a game. He's explosive. He's quick. You know, obviously he's probably, you know, still working as a young player, but keep feeding him just to see what he can do. You know what I mean? Let's not restrict his growth in this moment, because he did come out there and play an excellent game.
He's averaging 6.5 yards per carry this season, 5 games in now. Like, he's playing UTEP and Baylor or something, you know, like he's like, it's the Big 12, man. I mean, you probably got some backs at Stonebridge High School that are averaging 6 a pop, but that's not supposed to happen in the league. I'll tell you that. It has been immensely impressive.
It's the morning of the most important day of your life. You wake up refreshed and ready for your big day when you look in the mirror and see the zit to end all zits. Stay calm. Mighty Patch Pimple Patches absorb gunk in just 6 hours and shrink the look of blemishes in one use. Leave Mighty Patch on while finalizing florals, and you've still got plenty of time for full glam. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Debo still has juice. I don't know how plugged in you were in the offseason at the discourse on him, but the big question was when they acquired him for a 5th-round pick. Like, San Francisco obviously was not betting that he had a whole lot left in the tank, right? They're not in the business of giving up playmakers for nothing, and they were reworking their roster and trying to pay Purdy. But Washington goes and gets him. Peters reunites with Debo. And nationally, the discussion was, well, this guy might not have a whole lot left. He's still got the goods. I mean, this is their best offensive player, has been this season. Their passing game's gone through him. I don't see that changing. In a world without Terry today, nobody had 2 targets except him, and he had 11. I mean, you think they were featuring him or what? 8 for 96 and a touchdown for Debo Samuel, who over and over again today, when they needed it, came up with a huge play. A lot of times that their war daddy on 3rd down, the guy moving the sticks, is Zach Ertz. He got shut out in this game. 1 target, no catches. It's been a quiet start to the year for Zach. It was the Debo show.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Debo, you know, obviously getting traded, he was a goddamn San Fran, and he's a prideful guy, super competitive guy. So he probably taking it personal that they thought they could go without him. And obviously for Peters to reunite with him, you know, he feels like, hey, I want to show the world I still got it, and I want to make Adam Peters right. But, you know, he's just a football playing Jesse. He loves to play football, whether it's running back like we've seen him do at his previous stop, running around the field, downfield, cross field. When he gets the balls in his hand, a ball in his hands, he's an explosive guy who, you know, you got to get the football in his hand. You know, the thing about, you know, this day and age in football and media, right, is we have to talk about something in the summer, right? But this is a guy that has, you know, had a ton of touches, but as you can see, he's built his body to be able to withstand that kind of abuse and that grind. And he doesn't show any signs of letting up. So he gives you a ton of versatility as a Swiss Army knife while Terry's going through what he's going through. But as we saw early on, even from week one to now, he's a guy that you still have to account, that defense still have to account for. And I'm glad he's on this football team.
It was such a big deal. It felt like for them to get a win without Daniels against the Raiders. And now in this game, you get a win without McLaurin on the road against a, you know, 3-1 Chargers team without McLaurin, and to be able to keep chopping wood with some of your best players unavailable speaks well to the roster they're putting together. I thought while it wasn't, you know, a big ask or a heavy lift from the kids in terms of targets, catches, involvement, it was a heavy run game with a lot of Debo. The young guys that had to step up at times did. The Luke McCaffrey 50-yard catch right after the punt return touchdown that wasn't in the auto first down was massive to get a field goal and tie the game before the half. I mentioned the Jalen Lane 16-yard catch is only of the game, was on a 3rd-and-16. He only had two targets, just like McCaffrey. I guess let's go to Luke first. We hadn't really seen that type of play from him, that uber-athletic kind of difference-maker moment. This is a guy that's caught a touchdown in back-to-back weeks, to his credit. But that was a big-time NFL football play, man. It's pretty tight coverage. You got a guy wrapped around you. It's a perfectly thrown ball to give you a shot, but he's basically, you know, parallel to the ground, making a catch 50 yards downfield. That's a hell of a play.
Yeah, I mean, just his concentration is second to none. You know what I mean? And he just executed that play at a high level. And you know, the team sees that, Jaden sees that, and it was a heck of a football play that kind of changed their momentum of the game, you know, in that moment. You know, you went from, you know, giving up a punt return to thinking, oh, man, here we go, the game's kind of out of hand, to, you know, that 50-yard, you know, dime. And that's not an easy play. You know what I mean? The corner, the DB was draped all over him. He was able to lay out, concentrate, focus on that. So that's only going to help him in his confidence to realize, like, man, I can still do this thing at a high level. And hopefully, you know, he'll get more involved and become a more of a focal point, you know, in his offense. Obviously, his pedigree speaks for itself. So, you know, he has the right type of mindset of continuing to develop and continue to grow. But it's still early in the year, and he still has a lot of football to play. And I think that's just one of many plays he's going to make this year to help the Commanders win football games.
Kedra Golston in for Logan Paulson. I'm Grant Paulson. It's Take Command. We're breaking down Washington's 27-10 win over the Chargers. With 4.5 minutes to go in the first half, Washington was down 10-0, and it looked like they were about to go down 17-0 at one point. Then they did go down 17-7 at one point, and yet all of that is to say that they scored 27 unanswered and beat the Chargers by 17 with the 27-10 final. In this game, the three, I can't say young receivers because Tay Martin's not a kid, but the three guys that have had elevated roles among the lesser experienced receivers filling in for Terry combined 3 catches, 75 yards, which on this day with their plan was plenty to kind of give them what they needed to in that McLaurin role, so to speak, in this offense. Going to the defensive side of the ball, what'd you see big picture? Early on, it looked like the Chargers were kind of getting what they wanted. They were staying ahead of the chains with the running game. Amarion Hampton got hurt. I mean, he was heavily utilized. He had 6 catches in the first half, was running the ball, 12 for 44, about 4 a pop, some tough sledding, but hard physical yards. And then as the second half went on, he wasn't as noticeable, and you realize, oh, he's headed back to the locker room. He's not quite right physically. What'd you see from this defense?
I thought the defensive line did a good job of banging on the line of scrimmage. I think they, I could see like a different mode in them. You know what I mean? Whereas early on in the year, they had high hips, butts in the air, getting super vertical, getting penetration, you know, early on in the game, they were kind of more banging on the line of scrimmage, trying to build that wall to get it to roll off to the Louvus and the Wagners to make tackles, right? And so early on, I thought the line of scrimmage was there. I just think the tackling wasn't what it ended up being, right? I thought as this game went on, the Commanders started doing a better job of tackling and running their feet and turning heads. But Kinlaw showed up early and often. Payne had a few plays. But I think it's just them really understanding when certain defensive fronts are called and defensive plays called, kind of what Witt and the staff is thinking as far as are they expecting a run or a pass. And obviously, like we talked about earlier, they were able at times to earn the right to rush the passer and was able to produce 5 sacks. And did it in a multitude of ways, right? We talked early on in the year, we said that maybe they could blitz more. They gave the illusion of pressure a lot. Sometimes they brought 4 with the illusion of pressure. Sometimes they brought 5, but ultimately it was super successful and they had a really good bead on how the Chargers wanted to protect Herbert and was able to exploit that with some different looks.
Yeah, I thought that the story of the game was they were able to get home with 4. And you need 2 against this line where they've literally got third stringers at multiple spots and backups at other spots. You probably will not face a more ill-equipped offensive line this year, but you just kind of take your hat off. You play who's in front of you. You're either going to win or lose the game by getting home. And I thought they got home a ton. I counted unofficially 10 quarterback hits is what I had and 5 sacks based on the numbers right after the game that I saw. And if that holds up with 10 hits, I mean, you're talking about a 3+ times what you did last week increase in terms of getting to the QB. What about, you mentioned the illusion of pressure. I like that word. How helpful can that be? Is that almost as good as like bringing a blitz sometimes, is showing like you're going to and then backing off if the guys that rush up front and run a game, whether it's Payne or Newton, you know, Newton had a sack, Payne had a big hit on a second down that forced a 3rd and a mile. Like if those guys are pushing the pocket and getting home, isn't that just as good to kind of show that blitz and confuse the front a little bit?
Yeah, more times than not, you were going to rush 4 defensive linemen. You have 5 guys to block those 4, right? So somebody's going to get double teamed. When you have Wagner and Louvu up there mugged up into the line of scrimmage, it forces a 5-0 protection, which is man-to-man. Or sometimes you'll even hear the center or the quarterback, whoever's calling the protection, call the slide so you know exactly where the weak point is in the slide. And so it seemed to be that, you know, they had isolated a few players on it that they really wanted to attack, and they dictated the pass pro and was able to get home on that, right? And so you know, hats off to them for being creative to kind of get what they want so that the 4 down could get loose.
If they can get to a point where they're able to consistently pressure without blitzing, I think that's the key to unearthing like a better version of this defense. You saw it in this game. We'll see how much of it was matchup dependent, how much of it is replicable. Do you come out of this game though feeling a lot better about the defense? I thought there was, you know, there were 2 25-plus yard plays back-to-back by Herbert that got negated by penalties. You know, they are at the 20-yard line and they fumble at one point. They throw a pick at the goal line on a tip, which is earned. Don't get me wrong. That's a Johnny Newton batted ball and a Sanders still interception. But, I mean, it pretty easily could have been another 10 safely, maybe 14 points. You know, they obviously had a touchdown taken off the board as well. That would have been a special team score. But, like, how do you leave the game feeling about the defense comparative to what we were saying coming in or thinking coming in?
I feel good about them because I think, you know, kind of with Louvu and Wagner and Payne and Kinlaw and those guys that are leaders on that team, I think they care enough about it and they're really productive football players that actually care about the team and wanting to be a great defense, that those guys truly play for one another. Obviously, there's some communication issues on the back end that aren't just limited to the Commanders. You can even look at the Chargers secondary. It seems like kind of league-wide when offenses get in those condensed splits, bunch formations, there's some confusion because it does require some communication on the back end. And so it's just a matter of, you know, having those game-type reps, even though what are we in week? This is week 6. You know, more game reps at full speed against, you know, really good quarterbacks and good offenses. I mean, Justin Herbert's a dude. You know what I mean? Keenan Allen's a dude, right? And so, you know, being able to communicate, not to turn guys free and understand what, you know, how offenses are trying to do, right? The thing about the NFL and football, it's a cat and mouse game, right? Offenses are built to beat defenses, defenses counteract that, and then so on and so forth, right? And so defensive coordinators all across the league are staying up trying to figure out how to tweak this call and tweak that call, because it is a revolving door of how you coach certain things and certain looks.
Mikey Sanders still back-to-back weeks with an interception. This team had two takeaways today. They have three the last 2 weeks. That's their three for the whole season. But Sanders still has both of the picks, so job well done by him. I want to ask you about him jumping off sides on the field goal at the beginning of the game, though. That was a fourth and five. He jumps to try to go block a kick with, what, a 3% chance of blocking it or whatever it is, but God bless him. But it's and five, so you give the auto first, and now the offense is back on the field, and, you know, moments later they score their opening touchdown. Help me with this, because I'm just a dude on the couch eating chips and dip yelling at a guy, right? I acknowledge that. But how does that happen? Like, that's one of those where I just feel like it just can't. You know, I know that there's more to it than that, but if it's and five – until that ball moves, you just park there, because I don't need you blocking that kick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
That 3 points. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough pill to swallow. You know, the same thing happens on, you know, fourth and three, and a defensive lineman jumps off sides. I mean, everybody, you know, the guys on the couch, the guys in the building, freaking the guys that was watching it on the airplane flying across country, no, you cannot jump off sides in that moment. In fairness to him, maybe there was something that the snapper was doing. I mean, not the snapper, but the holder was doing that they looked at throughout the week. But you don't necessarily want to use those at the first kick of the game. You want to make sure that still checks out. But, you know, that they were going to hold him to a field goal. Two plays later, they scored a touchdown. And when you, as a defensive staff, defensive coordinator, and players, thinking, all right, we held them to a field goal. We kind of did our job. Let's walk off. Let's run off the field and let the offense go out there and work. So it's always good to teach when you win a game, right? So this is a teachable moment that hopefully we won't have to deal with for the rest of the season. But those were one of those cringe things when a guy jumps off the sides on fourth and five, because the first thing you say when you
this, you know, how does it happen? Because like he watched a ton of tape and saw that they always go on a certain number, or I mean, is there a compliment to be paid here? Like, you know, he thought he had something and because of that did something, or what?
Listen, all the above is true, right? You got A, B, C, and D, right? I'm assuming he, you know, obviously the special teams has done a really good job this season, right? Coach Izzo has those guys prepared, and I'm sure he has tips and things that he tells them as far as snappers and holders and how kickers go. And all those things could be true, or it could just be there was a lapse of attention to detail in that moment, right? We don't know that. Ultimately, it's just one of those things that cannot happen when you want to win football games. The good thing that you like about it was he was able to respond and come up with two, you know, big plays that helped them win a football game. So as somebody that's played it, that now watches it, he's got a ton of confidence. He flies around and he makes plays when they present themselves.
Yeah. And you'll take the balance, I guess, overall when he gets you the pick on the goal line later in the second half that quelled all momentum and really catapulted the Commanders forward. Kedrick Olsen, Grant Paulson with you on Take Command after a 27-10 win over the Chargers. Real quick on special teams, couple of thoughts here. Matt Gay has now made 8 straight kicks, I believe. I've got him 9-for-12 on the season with 8 in a row. So I think we can put that storyline to bed officially. And then also, you know, Debo the last 2 weeks has not been a kick returner because they haven't had Terry, so they didn't want to risk him, and they have not missed anything. Now, he was the number one return man in the league at the time where they took him off the duties, and Luke was second. I haven't looked since today after Luke's big near 50-yard return if he surpassed him or not, but you know they're going to be 1 and 2 in whatever order anyway. I've kind of said I get why they have him back there. He's probably going to score a touchdown at some point. He's great at it, but they are great at it overall. Like, Luke can handle this. What do you make of just how good they've been on returns for Izzo and the fact that every single game they're getting a ball out to the 45-50-yard line?
I mean, obviously, with the new rules, you know, Coach Izzo and that staff have done a good job of being able to come up with a scheme that is productive, right? And obviously, they're coaching up the guys. The guys understand the scheme well enough to go out there and execute it, right? And so it's really a huge part, man. People talk about the hidden yardage, right? You know, to get the ball out to the 40, you only need 60 yards to score points, right? 3 first downs and you're in field goal range, right? So all that hidden yardage, not only the return teams, but the coverage teams, you know, they take yard, they get yardage, but then they also take it, right? The coverage units outside of the punt return throughout the year have been really well. So it's a major part, a major phase of the game, right? And ultimately you probably get 30 to 40 special team snaps a game, right? And those guys and that staff are making the most of those opportunities. And so hats off to them, the guys that are flying around, blocking it up for Debo and McCaffrey. You know, they're doing a great job. And so we'll continue to expect that and hopefully take some to the house.
Some things to clean up. You know, we talk about the timeouts early in the second half, third quarter. They took another one of those, had some delay of game sequence where they had a delay and then barely got another snap off. Probably should have been back-to-back delays. That'll get fixed, hopefully. They got to figure that out. That's been a reoccurring issue. And then, obviously, we talked about a late turnover. Just their second lost fumble of the season, their third turnover of the year with Shecorie Crosky-Merritt fumble. So it wasn't perfect, but you go on the road, you win by 17. No harm, no foul there. No questions asked. You keep it moving. And now it's on to the Chicago Bears under the lights. Monday Night Football at Northwest Stadium with an extra day to get ready for Monday night. Looking back to your days playing, I mean, did you feel any differently or any more juiced up for primetime? And just how helpful was it on the body to get that extra day and that little bit longer prep period?
I mean, the best thing about Monday nights is you're the only show in town. Well, who knows now with all the doubleheaders that they do. But at that moment in time, you're the only game that's playing. And you've been in the stadium pregame. When they play that Monday night music, man, it just makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up, right? And so, you know, like an old former teammate of mine, Dimitri Gavin, used to say, man, when the lights come on is when the stars come out, right? And so players' legacies are made on Monday night, right? And so I'm looking forward to seeing the Commanders go out there and compete. It's going to be uber fun. I think they're starting to – the good thing about this team is – they've won games not playing the cleanest game or the cleanest version of football that we think that they can play, right? And so ultimately with limited reps in the preseason, you can start to see them getting their legs underneath them. And I still think that there's a lot of meat left on this bone. You know, we'll still see that high-flying offense this year as well as a smothering defense.
Kedrick Olsen, boys and girls, when the Commanders play on the road, Ked fills in for Logan as he makes his way back to D.C. with the team. He'll be here for his film review in just a couple of days. On Tuesday in your feed, he'll have his breakdown watching the All-22. And then, of course, we'll have his film analysis of the Bears counting toward Monday Night Football later in the week as well. Thanks for checking out Take Command. You can watch us 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 YouTube channels. You can subscribe, rate, review, do all that podcasty stuff, leave comments, and help us out. The Take Command feed is available wherever you get your audio. Kedrick, it was fun, brother. Go get another high school football win this week at Stonebridge.
Oh, looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it.
I mean, he's just stackpiling the wins. That Pro Football Reference page for Kedrick Olsen as a coach is looking juicy this year. I'll tell you that.
Well, I definitely took some lumps last year, but, man, hats off to my players and the staff and the administration, man. It's been a blast to coach these kids, man. They respond to any challenge that I give them. And just really the high school football in the Northern Virginia area, man, it's been really good, man, between, you know, the Madisons of the world, the Quince Orchards, you know, just so on and so forth, man. It's really fun to see the passion for that this community in this area has for high school sports.
Yeah, it's slept on a little bit. I think the DMV football, everyone talks about some of the kids that come out of DC or Maryland, but Northern Virginia has some great athletes, especially out there in Loudoun County as well. All right, we're back in just a couple of days with a film review. The Commanders are 3-2. On to the Bears. Thanks for checking us out on Take Command.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.